This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, the best Ghostbusters story we have had yet, by far, with a shock twist. Also, a new week of bangers, me against Chris. People are using non-dating apps to get dates and we're not happy. And I reveal the incredible detective work I did this weekend. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Oh, did you see the lady who lost her Oscar last night?
No.
Yeah, it's Frances McDormand, her name is. And she won Best Actress, I think. And obviously, I'm never going to win an Oscar, but if...
You might do, you never know.
Why am I going to?
Listen, the Oscars does throw up big surprises. And yes, that would be a big surprise, but it's possible. Look, two people from Hollyoaks have gone on to win an Oscar.
True. Yeah,
and,
there we are.
And you were on Hollyoaks.
That's true.
Let's never forget that.
Best Actress winner Frances McDormand loses her Oscar at the after party. That would be me, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And her husband are searching everywhere. She ends up crying outside going, I've lost it, I've lost it. I'm the Best Actress and I've lost my blooming Oscar. And then someone hands it to her. And then she goes and has a burger with her husband.
I mean, lovely that someone handed it back. If needs be, though, you could just maybe buy a fake one, couldn't you?
Yeah, from any of those shops on Hollywood Boulevard. Anyway, I had a similarly dramatic weekend.
Did you?
What, yes.
Really?
Yes, because I lost something also. Now, don't have a go at me, because I've not actually lost it for ages, but I did lose my phone at the weekend.
Okay.
In a cab.
It's been a while.
In a cab. So I got home, searched the whole house. You know when literally, like, everything is searched? Like, the cushions on the sofa are uprooted. Where is it? Like, 2 a.m. in the morning, I'm like, where is it? Well, it's not here. Mm. So I sleep on it. The next day, flatmate is like, okay, let's ring it. It rings it.
Sorry, it took to the next morning for you to think about ringing your phone.
I just went to sleep. I was like, oh, I can't be bothered now. I was exhausted from the search. Anyway, so he's like, let's ring it. It's still ringing. Now, normally, a thief would turn it off, yes?
I imagine so, yeah.
And then there's an option to phone the cab driver. We ring the cab driver. We're ringing him all day from, like, 9 a.m. till, I'm saying, like, 5, 6 p.m. There's no answer. It's going to voicemail. So then, unlucky Gary says, this is no good. Let's go and find it. So, we get in a car, his car.
Oh, so you've done the search thing on your phone, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, you can do a thing.
And it can find it. It pops up. It's right. Alive. It's there.
So I'm like, follow the dot. So we go from my house.
Oh, so it's not in the house.
It's not in the house. It's about 2 miles away. We track it down to this block of flats.
Yes. Oh, no.
Like, it's somewhere in this block of flats. He's still not answering, by the way. But the phone is still ringing. My phone's still ringing. So we're outside the block of flats. And then... And then... Well, what do you do from there?
Kick the door in.
No, it could be any of those... It could be any of those flats in that massive block of flats. So then we realised we're the worst detectives in the world and went back home.
So you got to the flats and just left it there?
Right, no, yeah, because, like, how are we going to find it? He's still not answering his phone. He's not answering my phone.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I went home after about an hour of just sitting in the car going, what do we do?
Good.
But well, then, and thank you, Mahad, he eventually answers the phone and returns it to my house.
Oh,
at a price.
Really?
It all ended well in the end.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I forgot to say about this last week, but you know when it was freezing last week, which doesn't really feel like it happened now. I know in the north of England and Scotland, you've still got it. But for me, I'm like, oh yeah, that happened. And then just like, when? I forgot to say it. Did anyone's phone turn off last week because it was so cold?
Yeah.
See, I've had that before when it's been hot, where it's like, where it says temperature, your phone needs to cool down. Mine was on like 30% last week and then just switched off. And
it?
I think it's because of cold.
Right.
And I was just interested to know if anyone else had that. I like it, everyone's gone the other way, especially down south now as well. Everyone's like, oh yeah, shorts, sunglasses, it's 8 degrees, tropical. Scott Mills here. There isn't much now that there isn't an app for, is there? I found out a new one yesterday where if you just fancy a bit of a cuddle, you can just get someone's dog for a day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Or cuddle a dog.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want one full time, but I just want one for the day. Yeah, and you just go through it. It's like Rover, 5 years old, swipe left or right. More on this in a second.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Good afternoon to Daisy, who says, what is this dog app? There's several of them, Daisy, because she loves dogs, but she can't really have one at home because she works all the time. I think it's like, I don't know, it's like My Dog Buddy or Dog Buddy, something like that.
Right.
And you can just have someone's dog for a day. Works out for them because you're looking after their dog and you get someone to hug, but to hug.
This is what I want to talk about. That app has got a very innocent reason behind it. As you said, you get to look after a dog and then the person looking after it gets to cuddle a dog.
Everyone gets helped out.
But what I'm finding is that in some of these apps, which have quite innocent meanings, they're being hijacked by people insistent that they're going to turn them into dating apps. Like on that one, I bet you, if you swipe through, you'll eventually find someone dressed up as a dog, trying to masquerade as a dog so that they can go on a date. Yeah, exactly. Looking for cuddles.
You shouldn't confuse dating apps with ones for other services. If you want to find love or whatever you want to find, then do that over here. Here on those apps,
yes,
and then use these apps, yes, for the other services.
Totally agree. So at the weekend, one of my mates was telling me that he struggles at the gym going alone,
yeah,
because, you know, like doing weights and stuff like that, it's better to be with someone. He can't afford a personal trainer.
I think you're more motivated if you go with someone else, definitely. Otherwise you're like, oh, I can't be bothered.
So he found this app which matches you with other people that want to go to the gym so that you can train together.
Yeah, like a gym buddy.
Which seems like a very sort of innocent reason for having this app. But he was telling me, and I don't think it's designed to be like this. In fact, I know it isn't. But it's just a dating app, Scott. Like, you go on this thing and you can swipe left or right. People's profile pictures on there are you know, exactly the same as the one that rhymes with Winder.
Right.
Topless.
Are
men.
They?
Your shirt's off.
Here's the thing. Why do you need to see their chest if you're just going to be their gym buddy?
That's exactly what I'm saying. So, anyway, earlier today, we decided to have a proper look at this sort of workout app that exists. And there will be people who've signed up to it.
Yeah.
And it's, Scott, the information that they require. You've got to say what your interests are. I don't really see why you need that. You're just training.
Well, no, but that, surely they'll mean what interest, like what exercises you prefer or want to do.
Have a look at this. So I had to tick boxes saying that I was interested in group workouts.
Yeah. That's fine.
Is it?
So you're seeing this all wrong.
Networking. Places to play.
Right.
Pop-up games.
Yeah.
What's pop-up games at the gym?
I don't know. But you have to... Do you swipe left and right?
The Great Outdoors was one of the ones that I had to tick.
Right.
On the app.
Still not a dating app.
You do these interests, right? And then I decided to have a little look through people, and I found one guy that he tried to match me with as my training buddy.
And what does he want to do in the
gym? And on his bio, it says he's an intermediate at the gym. He's looking to meet someone else. And then it says, interests, scented candles, chamomile tea, a good book... And walks in the park.
Yeah, see, we don't need to know that. Okay, I understand it now. Because that's what you put on a dating app. We don't need to know that. We need to know how many squats you can do, hon.
So do you think that the app, the intention is so that you get matched with someone who isn't, say, one of those gym weirdos that you sometimes see in there? The overgrunters.
Show me the picture of him, the one that lights scented candles. He's got a girlfriend. He's there with his girlfriend or
wife. You don't know that that's a girlfriend, but you have to then choose whether you swipe left or right. It's exactly the same. It's a dating app. It shouldn't be.
6:30.
Get up with Grimmy.
Heimer here, everybody.
Turn it up in the studio. Turn it up. Turn it up.
Let's go.
Nick Grimshaw.
Morning, Fifi.
Got in the taxi this morning. I sat down. I was like, and I had to like pat my legs. Check. I put my skirt on. Genuinely.
Sometimes the pop stars can be grumpy, and they're like,
I don't
want to Google radio.
And it's like, well, you have to. Get up with Grimmy. Go home with Greg. Go to bed with Charlie.
Oh, gosh.
On BBC Radio 1.
Someone says the reason you have to give all that information in the boxes on this gym app to find a gym buddy is for topic of conversations between sets. So in between doing your chest presses, you're like...
I love scented candles.
So have you lit any scented candles this week, mate? Seems a little bit stretching the imagination.
Okay. All right, fine. I've just seen another profile, won't say his name, level beginner, and then on the bio, lovely, caring, sensitive person, love my family, enjoy football, kebabs.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, Scott, it's not. It's not just for conversation, is it? Let's be real.
But it is awkward if you don't have anything to talk about with someone in between, you know, when you're a bit out of breath or whatever. But, yeah, you don't need that. No. Misha, what's going on with you?
Okay, well, it's not on a gym app. It's on Words With Friends. But I think people are kind of using it for the same thing.
If people don't know what Words With Friends is, tell us what it is.
Okay, so it's like Scrabble, but you just play random selection of people online. It's just an app. That you play innocent Scrabble on.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't done this together, actually, Scott.
I am.
I went through a phase of doing this with my girlfriend quite a lot, so we'll be out and about two different places, yet we're still playing this game.
Yeah, me and my fiancé do too.
All right, so it's just like a Scrabble, but you can play with anyone you know or randomers.
You can play with, like, I think you can just play with anyone, can't you?
Yeah. You can get matched, like a random match on there if no one you know is playing it at that time.
So what you're saying is, a bit like the other app, even though it's not a dating app, it could be used as a dating app. So people are, well, because you're only given certain letters, aren't you? So are you saying they're trying to make naughty words out of them?
Well, I played the word jugs the other day. I scored 32 points.
How'd you get 32 points from jugs?
Because I got a double, G was like 3 points and it was on a triple letter and it got me 32 points.
Smashed it.
Well done.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the guy that I played it against sent me a private message saying, oh, I'd quite like to see yours.
Oh, see, that's not right.
No.
At all.
You're just trying to play a friendly game of Scrabble. Although that's
a game of Scrabble.
But that's a direct message. You see, I was thinking that you were saying people were flirting with you via the words that they were putting on Words With Friends.
Well, I think they sometimes can too. I think, you know, there are some words that can be inappropriately played.
Yeah.
Or even just a bit suggestive, like date.
Yes, or sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how many points for that? I suppose it depends.
I'm not sure. I think probably quite a lot because there's X in there, isn't there?
Yeah, the X. Yeah, and Y.
I'll have to try it.
I'm not sure the private jugs message was needed at all.
I know.
I hope you blocked them immediately.
I did. My auntie got one the other day. Her profile photo is her and her husband, and someone said her face looked really naughty.
Oh, thanks for sharing that with us.
So she had to block him too.
You're funny.
Yeah. So it does happen, Scott. People are using these apps which have quite innocent things, innocent reasons, and everyone's looking to flirt through them.
Yeah,
use the dating apps if you're trying to find that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't use Words With Friends, please.
No, please don't. Or don't message me.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Cannot believe the amount of people that have met someone they're now going out with or seeing from apps that aren't the ones for dating. Like, use the dating apps over here for the dating and use these other ones for playing quizzes,
games,
or finding a house or whatever you want to do. Wow. Facebook Marketplace is not the place to be a bit flirty.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. We've been talking about people getting together on apps that aren't dating apps. Amy from Wellington City gets chatted up all the time on QuizUp.
What's QuizUp?
It's like one of those quiz things you can play with random people. Like, people ask for a number. Like, she asks for people's numbers.
You just want to be quizzing, not... Well, yeah.
Yes. I'd like a quiz, please.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Jim. Since we made him aware of the dog app where you can hire a dog for a day, he's got himself two doggy dates next week. Glad to be of service.
Don't really call it a date, though, do you?
It's not a date. No, you're just looking after a dog.
That's kind of the point we were trying to get at.
Also, I'm not being funny. Would you expect to leave a review for a bar on TripAdvisor and then get a slide into your DMs on TripAdvisor from the bar manager going, "Hi there. Next time you're in, I'll get you a drink." It happened to Chris in Belfast.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Benjamin. I've just got your email. Got on really well with this girl. Drove from Rugby to Leicester to go and meet her. Took her to a state house. Went on the big wheel. Then for a few drinks. They both loved the date. They're nothing. And I've got her number. We could do this on a future Ghostbusters. That's what it's all about. You just want to know what happened and why. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you've been ghosted, I mean, this happened about a year ago to Ben, but he just wants the answers.
Yeah, of course.
Let us know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
At the moment, I'm currently obsessed with celebrities that go around the world and appear on the same reality show again and again. Do you know this is happening?
So, I think I know what you're going to talk about. You're talking about a different version of I'm a Celebrity, right?
Yeah, but it's not just that one. So it's for people that are known internationally, right? Not just here.
Yeah.
So, for instance, now that Kem... I'm sorry.
Sorry, that was my chair. Sorry about
sure.
that.
Sure, was it though?
It was my chair, honestly. Anyway, go, Kem.
For instance, that's put me right off.
It's the chair, look, I can recreate. See?
And again.
Chair.
And again.
Oh, come on, let's not sink to this.
And again.
Squeaky chair.
Ah, right. So now that Kem's been binned off Dancing on Ice, he couldn't, for instance, go and do the Serbian version because they don't have Love Island in Serbia. But if you're someone like Vicky Patterson and you're going on the Australian version of I'm a Celebrity, Geordie Shore is massive in Australia.
Yeah.
So they know who she is.
I get you.
So at the moment, Vicky Patterson, former Queen of the Jungle, is in the jungle again on the Australian version.
Right.
Which I think their jungle is in South Africa, because it'd be a bit weird if it was on in Australia. And like, I'm a Celebrity, get me out of, oh, where I live. So here's Vicky, and probably surrounded by people she's never heard of because they're all Australian famouses.
Vicky's going to be sick. I think Vicky needs a vomit backup.
Oh, now Vicky's spewing.
Yeah, we've got someone vomiting here. Vicky's vomiting.
Medic, can you just get that bucket to Vicky, please?
You all right, Vicky?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Hi, Vicky, you all right? Can we get a vomit bucket?
Spewing.
Who calls it a vomit bucket?
Sounds like it's all going well there, then.
Yeah, it sounds like it's... I mean, she's getting paid. Don't worry about it. It's like Paul Burrell.
Yes.
Off of making those weird noises. He's also in it. So they're just going around the world going, right, I'll take that money and that money and that money and I'll do my funny tricks in the jungle and thank
famous,
you very much.
So he's famous in Australia then as well?
He must Princess be. Diana, so. Yeah. It's like Pamela Anderson, you know when she did our Dancing on Ice a few years ago?
Mm-hmm.
They must have paid her loads. She went out first and then went, as far as I'm aware, to do Dancing on Ice in like South Africa, the Netherlands,
wow.
Finland, because everyone knows her. Fair play, I say.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Megan Kent, who is 22 today, listens every day. Hi, happy birthday. Wombat's coming up. And Mabel and Notes are in the live lounge tomorrow. Ghostbusters at 10 past three. And then we've got bangers before that, 2:40.
I've got a good feeling about today's Ghostbusters.
I feel that, because if we don't do this, people get annoyed. I feel that you might need a cringe warning before it.
Scott Mills.
Unbelievable the amount of ghosting stories that are coming in today. Hello, Alex in Essex. Started seeing a guy. Actually, oh yeah, they had three dates. And then he's like, I think I'm falling in love with you. Three dates, bit much, but flattering. Then one day he's like, my car's broken down. Never heard from him again. That's so weird. I'm falling in love with you. My car's broken down. Bye.
But also, yeah, not an excuse to never hear from you again.
This is why Ghostbusters is good. We're going to do it at 10 past three. I'm issuing a yellow. Can I do yellow to red? Or does it have to be one or the other?
I don't know.
I think yellow cringe warning, because I know the details of this story. Happening at 10 past three, somebody that's been ghosted, they are just not in touch with this person anymore. They don't know what they've done wrong. We'll try and find out.
You know when you just get a feeling about it, when you kind of know some of the details, you know the name, you know, like, I know what you're saying. I feel today could be good.
I'm looking forward to it. 10 past three, we'll do it.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Alex, yes.
Yes, hello.
Yes, so you're 21, you're in Bicester.
Yep.
And today's just been at the gym because you're going to Australia, so you've got to get the beach body ready.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. I've been working on that for a few months, to be fair.
Have you? And you're about to do the big reveal, are you?
Potentially, maybe sort of over various social media.
Yeah, do it.
How many months does it take out of interest?
Probably with Christmas in the way, it's quite difficult. So I'd probably say about three.
3 months.
3 months.
And you've gone from what to what?
Do you mean like what, weight wise or?
I mean fit wise.
I think what Scott's trying to say, in broad terms, you'd say you're fitter.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You're looking better there, looking better?
It's crazy the progress you can do in a small amount of time. I think the reason you're asking, Scott, you're on a big health thing at the moment, aren't you?
I'm just interested to know how long it takes. Yeah. It feels like a long time now. It's been a month.
You, you know you're there when you start sort of checking yourself when you walk past sort of a car and you catch a glimpse of yourself in the window. That's when you know you're getting there.
All right, that's not happened yet.
Alex, you might be able to answer this for me as well. In gym mirrors, are they designed to make you look more buff than you actually are? Because I noticed this in the gym this morning. Now, I'm not buff, but in these mirrors, for some reason, I look all right.
Maybe it's supposed to motivate you further or make you think like, oh yeah, I'm really coming on.
Well, I'm glad to know that your workout system's gone well. And Australia on Saturday, how long is that for?
4 weeks. I can't wait.
Oh wow, on holiday is it?
Yeah.
Lucky boy. Right, this is what I've got for you today, Alex. Don't Wake Me Up, Chris Brown.
Great show.
Yeah. That's really him singing.
That's good. We've not had that one on Bangers before, have we?
No.
Okay, well,
I'm coming back.
My one's a bit of a throwback.
Oh, that's strong.
Yeah, it's sort of straight out the Chris Tharp Bangers book, this one. Three of a kind, baby cakes. Alex, is it true you're a qualified football referee?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Make the right decision.
Who's this nonsense in the background now?
I usually go with Chris, but
do the right thing.
Scott's got it today.
Do you think?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, I've not heard this for ages.
Yes.
Dearly beloved.
What's this?
If this love only exists in
my dreams.
I'd
love to go to VAR on this one.
What's this?
Don't wake me up.
Who remembers this bit? Nobody.
It's like some Gaga intro.
Up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me.
Too many breaths in that.
Breathy.
Sounds like he's underwater.
Ever so slightly auto-tuned as well.
Yeah, a little bit. You can just hear it if you listen closely. That was Chris Brown and Don't Wake Me Up on BBC Radio 1.
Most people are happy with that decision, actually, from the referee there.
Just because you don't hear it, do you? Now, some people need to play nice. You're right. A lot of people were very happy with that decision, and I'll take that as 1-0 to me. But just because he said he's going to Australia and he picked, in your opinion, the wrong bangers, doesn't mean you should say you hope he gets eaten by a kangaroo.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Anika, who says, how could you possibly forget the epic beginning to Chris Brown's Don't Wake Me Up? I just don't remember the talkie bit. They used to love a talkie bit, didn't they? Like mid-2000s, 2006, 7. Mm. Like, start of every song.
Dearly beloved, if this love only exists in my dreams, don't wake me up.
I'm glad they stopped. I'm glad they stopped.
What would be the one for this?
Dearly beloved,
if I'm going to chase some shadows.
No. Dearly beloved, if this is only a reflection, please stop me chasing shadows. And then they sing.
Scott Mills.
If there's something strange on your dating apps, who's going to call? Us. It's time for Ghostbusters. Kim is speaking to us. Kim, you've been ghosted, right?
I have.
Okay, so where do you live?
I live in Northern Ireland, in Tyrone.
Okay, tell me the story.
I got a new job in the clothes shop and there's a coffee shop beside it. So every now and then we'd go in for coffee, see this cute guy like working behind the counter, and then kind of started chatting to him. and it was getting like friendly, you know, you know, friendly banter.
Thing is, with going into a coffee shop, you might think that you're flirting with the coffee person. I think it often feels that way, just because of the kind of conversation you're having.
What, an Americano, like, please?
No,
so
it's
flirty.
It's when they look at you and they say, would you like cream with that? Do you know what I mean? It's all a bit, it all feels a bit winky.
Okay. I've got to be honest, when someone's asked me, would you like cream with that? I have never thought anything else apart from they want to put cream on top of my coffee.
Really?
No, nothing like that, but he did end up adding me on Facebook.
Okay.
Well, that is quite flirty.
Mm-hmm, that is.
Yeah, that is quite flirty. And then after that, he asked me for my Snapchat.
Okay.
And then added me on Instagram, so it was like all the socials.
Wow, all the socials. Okay.
Yeah, so he added me on like all socials, and then we were talking for, like, talking outside of work for a couple of months. And, like, he asked me, did I want to, like, meet up with him sometime? But whenever he said that, I was going over to London to see my best friend.
Okay.
So it was put off and then never got another day arranged. And then one night I was out at the start of February there, or like I was messaging him, and I turned around and I just said, right, do you actually like me or do you not? Because I don't know at this point. And he said that he did and that he wanted to see me and all this. So I was like, right, okay. What about Monday then? I was like, right, okay, we'll do Monday.
So you finally agree on a day, and that is the Monday?
Yes. So I was in work on Monday, so I was like, right, we'll do it after work then. So on my tea break, I messaged him saying, just like, right, okay, so where am I heading whenever I get out of work? And I seen that he, like, seen it on Facebook. He seen it and then straight up blocked me.
Blocked you?
Oh.
Yeah, he blocked me without replying. And then I went on Snapchat to see, is this like problem with Facebook maybe? And he had blocked me on Snapchat as well.
Could have been a problem on Snapchat and Facebook.
No, but then you checked Instagram and?
Yeah, I checked Instagram and he had blocked me on that too.
Oh, three-way block.
Yeah, I wonder what that,
I know.
Statistically, what he's doing there is trying to erase you.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's weird that he agreed to the Monday and then just completely blocked.
Yeah, because we'd been talking as well, like, the day before, and it was completely fine. Like, there was nothing... Well, I didn't think there was anything wrong with it.
See, that's the thing about ghosting. You don't know. Well, like, what did I do? And you rack your brains to try and think of what you did.
Yeah.
Have you thought about going to the coffee shop?
He doesn't work there anymore.
Oh,
he's blocked from there as well.
Yeah, he's blocked from there as well.
Imagine you got blocked from the coffee shop as well. You turned up at the door, they're like, not you.
No. Okay, you've got his number.
Yes.
So if you would like to, we can call up and maybe get a few answers, because this is not stitching together, is it?
No, it really isn't. That'd be great if you could.
And what is it exactly you want to know? Is it just, you know, why didn't you just say you didn't want to go out?
Yeah, it's kind of just why, like a general big why.
I'm writing down a big question mark on the piece of paper in front of me. That's basically the brief, Scott, there.
Okay, wait there, Kim, and we're going to call him after this. I might need you to jump in at some point, but I'll let you know, all right?
Oh, please no, I don't want to talk to him.
I know, but we'll see how it goes, all right?
Okay.
Wait there.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
All the messages coming in are saying, married, girlfriend, boyfriend.
Radio 1.
Freya in Swindon is sitting in the gym car park awaiting the outcome of this. Actually screaming in my car. I seem to get ghosted a lot, so this is all very tense for me. Okay, so Kim met this guy in the coffee shop next to where she works. Kim's still with us. Hi.
Hiya.
Okay, here is the moment of truth. We're about to call the person that's ghosted you.
Oh, your goodness.
I know. Do you want to take this or me?
I did the last one, so I think you should. What do you want to do? Do you want me to start and you finish him off? What? Or do you want me... we can twos up on this one.
You start, I'll finish him off.
Oh, okay.
Right?
The starting is the worst bit, but we'll go with it.
Oh, so awkward.
It's fine. We might get an answer. Sometimes they don't want any part of it, but okay, let's just call him because this stresses me out. This is the worst bit. Right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello, is that Trevor?
Yeah, that's it.
Hi, my name's Chris Stark. I'm calling from BBC Radio 1.
Okay.
It's a bit of a random call, this one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Chris, would you like to explain?
Yeah, basically, we connect people that may have gone on a date or maybe were dating for a little bit and then it hasn't worked out for whatever reason. And
or they've just been chatting.
We were contacted by a girl called Kim. Have you heard of Kim? And she was on saying, oh, do you know what? I met this bloke once. I kind of fancied him a bit. He was working in a coffee shop. And for whatever reason, the date didn't really end up happening.
Yeah.
And she noticed she got blocked on Instagram and Snapchat and various things. And so we were just going to give you a little call out the blue today to find out what happened.
Yeah, I do remember that.
The date never happened, did it?
No, it didn't happen.
Okay, but why didn't it happen? Was there some time issues or something?
No. Everything was grand, and we were going to meet up. I was chatting to my friend, mate, and he actually happened to be. He was out one night, and then he ended up getting with her.
What?
I only found out about it whenever I told him I was going to go meeting her up and stuff, because she knew my mates and stuff.
This is a curveball.
Yeah.
In what we heard, because we just heard guy in coffee shop, fancy guy in coffee shop. We're going to meet up for a date. Never really heard from him again. And but no, there's another side to this. And this was your friend, was it?
Yeah, a bit of a twist, that's what kind of happened. She hit me on Facebook, and then I have pictures up of me and mates and stuff, and then she knew my mates, and then end up she got with one of them, and then I was like, nah, I'm not into that now.
Okay, we need to get both sides of the story here. So, Kim, hi.
Hello.
Hi. Oh,
Kim, you're currently through to the ghost. This was a curveball that you didn't tell us about.
I did not know this.
Okay, at the time, I didn't know it was his friend. I will admit that.
Oh no!
I was just on a night out.
Oh no!
Right.
Okay, but did you know that he knew?
No.
Oh.
Kim, he's on the line right now. Is there anything that you'd like to say?
Instead of just a straight up block, he could have said to me, maybe you could have worked it out or something.
All right, okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
There's no hard feelings.
No, okay. It's a small town swap situation, is what we've got here.
Kim, you got off with his mate.
I didn't know it was his mate at the time.
Well, it doesn't change the fact.
Yeah, I know, like, I couldn't help it. Like, it was also because he was so, like, on and off that I didn't even know if I had a chance with him.
Okay. All right. Well, when we went into this call, I was not expecting any of that. All right. Well, case closed, I think, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a clean-cut case there, everyone.
It's a definite reason.
Trevor, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't expect it.
And thank you very much, Kim. I hope we've been a service to you today. At least you have an answer.
At least I got an answer, even if it was not overly what I expected.
I don't think any of us were.
It just made me out to be the bad person.
Well, you just didn't know.
Good to speak to you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
I met the girl that wrote that the other day.
Did you?
Do you know who it is?
No.
Laura White, who used to be on X Factor back in the day.
Well, where'd you find her? Bumped into her.
Yeah, I just saw her. She was like, I love
chances.
Yeah, she's working with Naughty Boy at the moment. She's got some stuff out soon. Do you remember there was a big thing when X Factor was massive when she got kicked off the show? It was like, I can't believe she's left so soon. Hello, Phoebe.
Hi, Scott.
Now, I know that you've got big love for that Bazzy track, Mine, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. I've been listening to it for like over a year now. I've been listening to him for over a year now, and it's just like so good.
Right, and so it must be good to hear it on Radio 1.
Yeah, it's really exciting because it's like since I've been following him since he started, it's just like so good to hear him on the radio and stuff.
Yeah, I know he feels the same way. I'll pass on your regards. All right, Phoebe.
Thank you.
What are you doing at the moment?
I'm just on my way home from college right now.
Okay, good one. Speak to you soon. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott
Mills. Since our incredible ghostbusting story earlier, I've never seen such a response for people wanting to be helped out because they've also been ghosted. It seems to have, like, really encouraged people to get in touch after they heard that one. Kim's story was something else. Amanda's been on going, I didn't hear it. I was at work. Please get the podcast, listen back, whatever you can do. Listen again on BBC Radio iPlayer app because it's mad.
But you assume the worst with the ghost, don't you? You kind of assume that it's they're in the wrong, but not necessarily.
No. Adam's been on. Matched with a girl on Tinder about 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, migrated to WhatsApp pretty quickly. I like it when it's quite quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Added me on Instagram. Had a little stalk like you do. Date organised for Friday. Friday morning, goes to message her. Blocked. Unmatched on Tinder. Blocked on Instagram and WhatsApp. Doesn't know why. Fairly brutal, that. Mm. We'll try and get to the bottom of it.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.